This is David Leonhardt for the New York Times. I'm talking today with Justin Wolfers, an economist at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks for joining us, Justin.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
We're going to talk about InTrade, which is an online betting market. And I thought it made sense if we could start by you just telling us a little bit about what InTrade is.
Sure. So this is, you can think about two analogies. One is as you say, a betting market. So with a regular betting market, if I want to bet on something, that the Red Sox will win the World Series, for instance, I'd call my bookie in Las Vegas, and he'll quote me some odds. So a lot of the things that you might normally bet on are traded on InTrade. That's one end of the analogy. The other is to think about something like the New York Stock Exchange, which works somewhat differently. If I want to buy stock in IBM, I would call my broker, and I'd tell him the price that I was willing to buy IBM at, and that would be entered as a bid. Or if I was selling, the price at which I'm willing to sell at, which is an ask. And halfway between the two, you could imagine calling your broker and thinking about buying a contract that pays $100 if the Red Sox win the World Series. How much am I willing to pay for that? Well, I'm willing to pay $20 for that because I'm a Red Sox fan, and I think they're a pretty good chance to win the World Series. So you might think that price then tells you something about the likelihood of different events happening. So applying this logic to sports is a pretty natural thing, but the interesting idea and the thing that InTrade does differently is applies to things like predicting the winner of the next election or the Academy Awards or the weather next week.
I'm looking right now at the odds for the 2008 election, and I see that it gives John McCain an odds of 37% to be the Republican nominee. Now, as I understand it, what that means is that I can buy a John McCain contract for $3.70, and if he's actually the nominee, it pays $10, and if he's not, it pays nothing. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
And so looking at these odds now, McCain's at 37% for the Republican nomination, Giuliani's at 24, Mitt Romney's at 19. Over on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton's at 49, Barack Obama's at 20, and John Edwards is at 13. What sort of a record do these markets like InTrade have in predicting politics?
In the past, historically, an incredibly strong record, actually. So the most recent evidence we have is from a group called the Iowa Electronic Markets, which is a bunch of very clever and enterprising researchers at the University of Iowa, who in 1988 set up markets where you could trade on what you thought the vote share of the Democrats and Republicans could be. And they've run this on just about every election since. And the evidence that they've compiled is that their markets predict final vote shares in the election much more accurately than any other alternative. The Gallup poll through this period had an average forecast error on the vote share of the winner of about 2.25 percentage points. The Iowa Electronic Markets gets this down to 1.4 percentage points.
Which is saying basically that in advance of the election, the Iowa markets do a better job of predicting the outcome than the Gallup poll.
Absolutely. And this has actually been true not only since 1988. It turns out in the U.S. there was large-scale betting markets literally on the curb at Wall Street for pretty much, you know, the 19th and the first part of the 20th century, where a lot of Wall Street traders would go out and buy and sell, you know, Wilson or Hughes or Truman or Dewey. And those markets had an astonishingly good record at predicting election outcomes again.
Now, I know that people who follow these markets like to compare the odds that a political candidate will get the nomination with the odds that he or she will become the president and try to infer from that how strong a general election candidate they are. Hillary Clinton, for example, right now is 49% to be the Democratic nominee, 26% to become president. And since 26 is a little more than half of 49, that suggests that the traders on InTrade actually think that Hillary's not such a bad general election candidate. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's certainly an interesting first cut, and at the very least starts to cut a little bit against the conventional wisdom that Hillary would be a weak candidate in the general election. So this is the sense in which these markets can sometimes tell you somewhat unexpected things. Equally, I think one needs to be careful about how one interprets these prices sometimes.
I should add, though, that Hillary is the weakest of the Democratic candidates from a strategic standpoint. The other top candidates have a greater likelihood of becoming president if they get the nomination. And I wanted to get your thoughts what we should make of this. There is a 9% chance that Al Gore will be the Democratic nominee, according to InTrade, and a 7% chance that he becomes president, which suggests that InTrade thinks he would be an incredibly strong general election candidate. Or is there something else going on there?
So the first thing that's going on there is, once we start to divide one small number by another small number, small changes in small numbers have big effects. So maybe it's that, you know, the right numbers there are sort of, you know, with a 5% chance of becoming president and a 9% chance of winning the general. That strikes me as somewhat more believable. So, you know, these things aren't perfect. And when you're starting to, you know, really pass the very small numbers, and particularly candidates like Gore, for whom there's not a lot of trading, perhaps there's a little bit of overinterpretation there. I think that a related and similar story arises if you have a look at a candidate like Barack Obama. So Barack right now has something like a 20% chance of winning the nomination. And the markets think that if he wins the nomination, he's actually a very, very big chance of becoming president, something like a 12% chance of becoming president. So 12 chances out of 20 turns out to be a 60% chance of winning the general election. So one interpretation of this is, wow, Barack is a great candidate. And any Democrat who wants to see a Democratic president should vote for Barack in the primaries. That's possible, but let me tell you a different story that would also yield exactly the same outcome. What the markets are telling you are that there are, imagine there's 100 possible states of nature in the world, and in 20 of those different histories, Barack becomes the nominee, and in 12 of those potential histories, he wins the presidency. Well, it could be that Barack is either a terrific candidate or a terrible candidate. And if he's a terrible candidate, Democratic voters are going to figure it out in the primaries, and he's not going to win the nomination at all. If he's a terrific candidate, then he'll win the nomination, and he'll go on and win the general election.
Similarly with Gore, people seem to be saying, well, and again, as you said, we can overinterpret this, but if we take the odds at face value, if Gore gets in and gets the nomination, he'll have so much momentum behind him that he is likely to become president as someone who is a sitting vice president who's run before in an incredibly close race. And that's a little bit different from saying, oh, well, clearly if Al Gore runs, the Democrats should nominate him, right?
Absolutely. So if he looks like the same Al Gore he was in 2000, my guess is he's not going to win the nomination, and then we don't have to worry about a Gore presidency. If momentum builds behind, you know, we're about to see the likelihood that we're looking at an Academy Award winner. And what a better way to marry two great American institutions than to have an Academy Award winner as our next president. So, you know, if the movie does well and his message starts to resonate, then he may well look really attractive to the entire United States. And I think if that happened, it would be likely he would win both the nomination and the presidency.
You mentioned the Academy Awards. Let's just close by talking about a couple of the other sorts of odds on Intrade right now. They say pretty overwhelmingly that Martin Scorsese will be named Best Director. They can't really decide between The Departed and Little Miss Sunshine for Best Picture, although The Departed is a favorite, and they think Louis Libby will be convicted of at least one count in his trial. I noticed, though, in looking at this data, that there's a lot less, many fewer trades in these contracts than in the political ones. Does that make them less useful as a forecast?
Yeah, so I think there's both a word of caution and a word of optimism here. Anytime you poll very few people, or if you're looking at a market based on the opinions of very few or not much money, there's cause for suspicion. Of course, you'd like to average over the wisdom of a lot of people rather than very few people, and of course, you'd like them to have an immense, really large incentive, which is, say, a lot of money, for them to go out and discover new information. So we generally do think that the more liquid a market, the better. On the flip side, the note of optimism is, I think economists have been surprised time and time again by actually how accurate some of these markets can be, even despite very small turnover in some of these markets, very small volume. And actually, it turns out that, you know, historical comparisons of movies, these markets do a better job of predicting likely Academy Award winners than our so-called experts in Hollywood.
Justin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, David.
That was Justin Wolfers of the University of Pennsylvania, and this is David Leonhardt for The New York Times.